A dhaoine óga agus a dhaoine uaisle, fáilte chuig na scéalta. That just means young people and noble people. Welcome to the stories. Welcome to Ireland, in fact. Fáilte chuig éireann. I'm Eddie Lenehan, and I'm here to tell you something about Ireland, something about the fairies, and how they affect us, still in Ireland, even though sometimes we might be inclined not to admit it as much as we used. But they're still there, and an awful lot of people in Ireland still respect them, even though in public they may laugh, in private they don't laugh. You don't laugh at the fairies. Ireland is surely famous for its music, its dancing, its singing. And we know where some of the music came from. We know who composed some of it. But there are tunes like the Fairy Reel. Where did they come from? Well, nobody knows, but you can guess from the title. There was a strange adventure in the part of the country where I come from, County Kerry, of a man who was known to be, oh yes, a musician, a fiddle player, but he was not good. And that was strange because he had two brothers who were very good at it, but he just did not stick at it long enough. And, you know, that happens sometimes. People are busy at other things. Well, he grew up and he wasn't a very good musician. That was the simple fact about it. Now, he used to play at dances, here and there, in this house and that house, because most of the dances in those days were held in houses. Big kitchens, great space for dancing. Now, as you might guess, they'd only ask him, Paddy was his name, they'd only ask Paddy if all else failed. This particular night, he was playing at a house in a place called Quinnegair, and it wasn't a very good dance. It finished about 12 o'clock, whereas normally a dance like that, if they had good musicians, would go on until about 3 o'clock in the morning. They scattered, and they were glaring at Paddy as they walked out. They didn't say anything, because after all, he had played, even badly. And he knew it. Oh, he knew very well what people were thinking of him, but what could he do? He just didn't pay enough attention to his craft when he was young. He walked, cursing himself. He was about halfway home. Now, he had to pass a particular fairy fort, and many a night before that he had passed it. It was just an ordinary night, or at least so he thought.